Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A news reporter is said to have asked Michael Jordan if he thought the 90s Chicago Bulls could beat LeBron James's Lakers. And Michael Jordan said, yeah. And the reporter said, by how much? And Michael Jordan supposedly said, by 2 or 3 points. And the reporter said, why such a close game? And Jordan said, well, most of us are 60 now. Ba-dum-bum. It wouldn't surprise me if that conversation actually took place. Because, see, what I look at is all these youngsters that think they know the game, that think they know what's going on, they are playing with the best group of people ever. There is no greater group of Americans than those who are fighting right now. And I used to believe, don't misunderstand me, folks, I so appreciate our World War II veterans that landed on D-Day. I have the utmost respect for them. But let me tell you something. They would have no idea how to fight the battle that we fight each and every day. I'm not going to take anything away from us in what we do. I'm not. We have to fight in a different way. But I will tell you, there are many of us, I'm included, who would gladly get on one of those amphibious landers and land on the beaches of Normandy and go storm that beach to do exactly what those people did. I know we don't believe it. There are a lot of leftists out there who want you to believe that America's a bunch of pansies that will no longer fight for this country. And certainly, the Democrats have done their part to make that a reality. But in fact, I will tell you, folks, you have a lot of people out there that are like me that would happily, gladly give their life for this country. Don't be fooled. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to dedicate this initial segment to you. I want you to understand that while all these things are being thrown at you, and I don't think you realize it, I'm about to share something with you that I don't think you would know unless you were in the business of what I'm in, which is lots of inputs from lots of different areas. Let me give you an example. The Flick Fest. We talk about changing Hollywood. Every day we get some sort of information from somebody involving, you know, with movies or whatever we're doing with the Flick Fest who say something along the lines of, I'm so glad you guys exist. Thanks for being here, etc. Let's move on. We're going to be doing the second part of this Mules movie, right? Now that we've announced that, people are like, Kevin, how can we help? We want to be involved. And I'm so glad somebody's doing something. Whether it's the radio show. Kevin, you're so fearless. I appreciate what you do. You don't pull any punches. When I do radio on other people's shows, man, didn't know who you were. Now I know who you are. I'm following you, and so on and so forth. I could go on. The accolades, the people that come, that are constantly telling me, I'm in the fight with you. Brother, I would be shoulder to shoulder, hand, you know, right with you, back to back, facing the enemy, no matter what direction. I would be happy to be in the same foxhole, etc. All the time, every single day. And many of you who listen to this program, I know this. You already feel that way. Some of you I've known for decades. Some of you I've only known a short amount of time. But you send me messages. You let me know you're in the fight. That is the most scary thing to a Democrat you can possibly imagine. See, we're a bunch of old school guys. And unlike trying to, you know, outrun somebody on a track or in the quip that Michael Jordan had trying to outshoot these guys, we could do it with our hands behind our backs politically. What Michael Jordan is stating in tongue in cheek, if he indeed said that, is age and wisdom, knowing how to do things. What I know, LeBron James couldn't even, what LeBron James knows about what I know couldn't fit in a thimble is what Michael Jordan's telling you. He's saying, bring it, kid. And that's what I say. I say to the left, you think you know it all. You think you've got it licked. You think you've cheated your way. You think you've stacked the deck against us. You think you are the cat's meow. Let me use some old stuff. The bee's knees. You think you're it. And you know what? We look at all this OGs, we original gangsters, old school people. We look at you and we say, kid, you don't know anything. You haven't been through a war of any type. You don't know any type of pestilence. You know, and by the way, at my age, I don't know much. I was on the tail end of the civil rights nonsense. And luckily for me, my grandparents raised me to where I couldn't make an excuse for blackness. Oh, I'm black, grandma, whatever. Boy, don't talk about your black. That just means you better be better. Don't. My grandmother, if you try to use your race as an issue, she would say, boy, you better shut up. You just better go out and be better. She instilled in me, you better be better. I'll beat you in the next week. She used to always tell me that. Not because of that, because I was acting nutty. Well, I'll beat you in the next week. Or she would threaten to whoop the black off of me, which I probably should have let her do. What do you think? Well, I'll whoop the black off you. I know what she meant. She wasn't being racial. She was just saying, I'm going to whoop you hard. All right. I could have got her arrested today. So, look, here's my point. You're right. You're right about everything. You're right. Well, not everybody listening to the program believe me about Wu Flu, and I'm going to get into that here in just a bit. Because there's a new Wu Flu pill. I don't know if you know this. But there's also a thing that I want to talk about with respect to the old Wu Flu, because Pfizer lied to you. Yeah, they lied to you. We'll get more into those things. But here's my point. But going back to the Democrats and Michael Jordan, the Democrats don't know what they don't know. They don't know. And so they keep wanting to make mistakes, and no matter how much we correct them, they don't know anything about, they still don't learn, right? They don't learn. They're like an obstinate kid. No matter how many times you tell them, that's a bad boy, they want to date him. Or that's a bad girl, they want to date him. You tell them, don't go in the pen with the bull. He's not tame. It's not like one of the milk cows. But no matter how much you tell them, they got to make the mistakes themselves. Well, guess what? We got to school them. We may not beat them by as many points as we would have in the past, but you know what I know? I have faith in you that we will defeat them. And I think you believe it. I think you're starting to get it. I think so many of you write to me now and you go, kid, I'm not sure. I don't know, but I'm starting to feel, you know, you're leaning in. And I like that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We talked about the Wu Flu and the ruse of the scam.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I bet you didn't know how cool it is to be a conservative. If you didn't listen to this program, you probably thought you're an oddball. All the things that people think about conservatives. We're sanctimonious, we're not funny, we're not clever, blah, 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 whatever. And I bet many of you bought into that. And then you started listening to my program, and you know what I told you? I told you you were crazy, sexy, cool. Because you are. But your crazy, sexy, cool selves out there listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I appreciate those of you who give me a buzz to let me know, hey, Kevin, this link isn't working where I want to donate to you, because that's what happened recently. Or you call me to tell me, Kevin, what you said was profound in this particular segment. People literally tell me on this day at this time, please get that because that was so profound. You touched me, dude. Touch me in the morning. Oh, Diana Ross, you got nothing on me, especially when I'm hoarse. So, yeah, listen, you guys are amazing. I try to tell you this at least one time every show, how much how special you are, because you are. I'm not telling you for ratings. Trust me, I don't make enough money on this show to come in here and grease the skids on my audience. If you like what I do, great. If you don't, you don't. It should be. This show should be generating enough money for me to buy Bill Gates' house. And maybe one day it will for my kids. It won't be for me. And that's okay. But back to you. You are cool. But here's what's interesting about being part of the new counterculture as a conservative. You got to fight the power. Elon Musk and what was his name? The Sex Pistol dude. He's a old rocker for the youngsters on the show. He's an old rocker. Johnny something. Anyway, they said the left is the establishment now, and the left is the man. And when you think about it, look at who's gotten away with what, and you get the picture. Hillary Clinton, so far, has gotten away with two things that should have her under. They should be digging a place under the prison for Hillary Clinton. What about Hunter Biden? How would he fare as a Republican, a conservative? What about Barack Obama, the guy who led the coup against Donald Trump and actually tried to prevent him to become president in the first place? What about the entirety of Obama's DOJ, including Clapper and Brennan, Susan Rice, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac? Seriously? And so many more. Eric Holder. All these people that were plotting against you as a conservative. There's an article in Political Insider. Says there's an old saying, politics makes strange bedfellows. And nowhere is there a better example of this than a recent tweet by SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk and punk rock icon John Lydon, better known by his stage name as Johnny Rotten, frontman for the legendary punk band The Sex Pistols. Rotten, once the king of leather clothes, spikes, and safety pins, is now 66 years old, but he recently made a spot-on observation that Musk could not help tweeting, he said, and he's right. Once unthinkable these days, to be conservative is to be anti-establishment and counterculture. To be conservative in 2022 is to be punk rock. And here's what John Lydon of the Sex Pistols said. I never thought I'd live to see the day when the right wing would become the cool ones, giving the middle finger to the establishment, and the left wing becoming the sniveling, self-righteous, twatty ones, going around shaming everyone. Isn't that so true? These people, look at you, you use the wrong pronoun. Just all the things they do. And he's so right. It is so flipped. Says, Johnny Rotten has only pointed out what has become patently obvious to the rest of the world, except the left, of course. Every attempt at curbing the rights and behavior of American citizens now comes from the left. Maybe you would like to state your opinion, where you stand on a given issue. If it's not politically correct, you will be called racist, sexist, homophobic, or some other kind of phobe, and the left will make sure no one hears you. Radical speech was once the province of Berkeley liberals. Now it's the creed of New Balance-wearing suburban dads at the cookout. By the way, let me interrupt here to say this. All this is good news. See, this is that undercurrent that makes change, that where people say, okay, you keep doing what you're doing there, lefties. I'm going to smile in your face. I'm going to act like I care. And then I'm going to go into that voting booth and I'm going to vote for the person that you least want me to vote for, which is why Donald Trump won in a landslide in 2020. This is why the Democrats know they can only win if they cheat. And we're doing everything we can right now to stop them. He says, we don't like that book, movie, website, opinion, tweet. The list goes on. We would just demand that it be shut down. Even though the real problem here is that lefties can't debate the points of an argument, it's much easier just to make it go away. Then there's the virtue signaling and the air of superiority. As I mentioned to you before, they call us sanctimonious because you believe in God. They call you square. They've got all kinds of things that they deem you. And none of it's true. It's all true of them now. He says, if you've received more than 5 COVID shots and still wear a mask and have solar panels on your house, you obviously care more than everyone else. The virtue signalers. In other words, holding the exact same beliefs as the political establishment, every major multinational corporation, the TV news people, academia, is not punk rock. And that's what the left does. They tell you what to think, what to say, how to be, how to act, whatever. Meanwhile, you know what they do behind closed doors? They mimic you. They want to be you. They're upset because you actually managed to live the life that they want to live. They can't speak out. They can't speak freely. They can't tell you, you know what? I agree with you on guns. I have a gun. I feel much more protected with my gun. But they go out publicly, oh, the guns, Chuck Schumer. Dianne Feinstein, these are people that have gun licenses. They carry their guns, but tell you not to carry yours. Y'all know this. It's the exact opposite of what they tell you is the exact opposite of who they are. What they call you is what really is just nothing more than a reflection of themselves. They're trying to transfer that. They hope you will buy into it, too. They really do. And that's why they double down on it. And let me tell you what really makes them mad. You are an individual. You can't be swayed. Oh, Donald Trump says, you know, I recommend so-and-so. You go, well, I don't like so-and-so, so I'm still not going to vote for him. Oh, you're a Donald Trump. You're totally dyed-in-the-wool Kool-Aid drinker. Really? Then why did I just tell you I didn't believe in this, or I didn't vote for this, or I don't support him on this? They hate it. They hate that you have the ability to stand up for yourself. And you have the resolve to do it. Because that doesn't exist in them. Trust me, folks. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say a man is in custody after threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police say the man was armed with a handgun, knife, and pepper spray and was upset over the prospect that the high court might overturn the decades-old Roe v. Wade abortion case. Attorney General Merrick Garland says this sort of violence against the justices will not be tolerated.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy. We will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable. For that reason, last month, I accelerated the protection of all the justices' residences 24/7.
The Attorney General also saying the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. This is USA Radio News. Some with ties to the recent mass shootings are testifying before Congress. During a House hearing, an 11-year-old talked about surviving the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, as other students were dying all around her. This, as a bipartisan group of senators, is continuing to work on gun legislation. Simone Biles and other Olympic gymnasts are suing the FBI.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was asked to speak at a pro-life event, and I wanted to put my words together right because, as I've told you guys many times, I feel like if my mother had lived in today's time, I probably wouldn't have been born. She had traveled to New Jersey with my father after my brother was born because he got stationed there after he left Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. He went there to New Jersey, did whatever he did. My mom came back to Texas after I was born because she was in the process of divorcing him. Who knows what he did? He was a scoundrel. But at the end of the day, she was going to have two babies 15 months apart to raise by herself. Now, fortunately, she had a good support system, came back to her mother and father who raised her, my grandfather, who was technically her stepfather. And I was born, you know, and thriving and et cetera, et cetera. The rest is history, as they say. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Leftists right now say, look over here, as they discuss gun control, because they want you to believe that the ills of America are because of an inanimate object that has the power to kill, but only when put in the hands of the wrong people, and the wrong people are leftists, no matter what it is. I don't care whether you put it, give them a hammer, give them a knife, give them a car, give them a bomb. Leftists are the people who wake up every day angry, looking to kill somebody. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never theirs. And so, given that blacks are overwhelmingly leftists, guess what? We get killed in our neighborhoods by people who look just like us, but we're not supposed to discuss it. You cannot discuss black-on-black crime, Kevin, when we're talking about Black Lives Matter. And if you think our neighborhoods are unsafe, folks, I suggest you never enter a black woman's womb. Because that is the most dangerous place on earth for a human being, and particularly a black child. And unfortunately, too many of America's children are suffering the fate of being mothered. I'm not going to say that they end up being mothered, but born of a black woman. Because far too many of these kids will die with a song still inside of them. And the reason for this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call, because I'm about to preach up in here. We live in a society where abortionists cloak their sinister goal of killing black babies in the womb as a woman's right to choose. Well, why can a woman choose to kill her baby, but she can't choose to sell it? But if Planned Parenthood wants to sell your baby for parts so its management team can buy luxury cars and live behind gates in neighborhoods, no problem. Go look it up. They don't have to believe me. They can sell your kid for parts, but you can't, and you don't dare sell your kids. And, oh, by the way, Me Too movement, I dare you. Go sell your body. Go. Go right on. Go in downtown New York, solicit, say, I'm here for sale. Put a sign on yourself that says, I am rented by the hour, and here's what I charge, and watch what happens. We live in a society, folks, where abortionists fight tooth and nail to get a murderer off of death row. But they have no concern for the life of a child who has harmed no one. Now, look, we can debate abortion all you want with respect to it's a woman's right. I will never, ever not believe that. You can do whatever you want with your body. I have no dominion over you. That's my libertarian piece of me that says you can do what you want. That's why suicide is so sad for us. If somebody kills you, we're mad at the person that killed you. But if you kill yourself, we're sad for you. We want to know what happened. That's the difference. It's your choice. The other wasn't your choice. Unlike Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson, or what's her name, Jackson Brown, or whatever. I always think of the rock star Jackson Brown, or the folk guy, whatever his music was. But unlike her, the affirmative action SCOTUS judge, who doesn't know what a woman is, I know what a woman is. And here's what I'll tell you. A real woman understands her role in the evolution of man. She knows she is the cradle of civilization. And so that is a responsibility not given to a man. Why? Because we would know how to handle it. We are so wired differently. God goes, I ain't giving this to dudes. We would be wiped out. Civilization would be gone in one generation because dudes wouldn't know how to handle it. We'd be like, what these pains? Oh, Lord, I ain't taking these pains. The minute we had a pain, we would be rooting that bad boy out. But he made women differently. A real woman understands that it is not something frivolous to kill your child. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Infanticide, it happens. You've seen, you remember, I don't know if you watch movies like Schindler's List or where a woman is trying to escape or something, a baby's crying, everybody's trying to hide, and the woman has to kill her baby. Have you ever seen Quigley Down Under? That's what happened to the lady that was ended up being Quigley's girlfriend. She went crazy because she was hiding from some bad people, and she ended up having to smother her child. We can relate. There are many times, the evolution of man where, you know, it was like, okay, if we can't feed everybody, the baby's got to go. You can make a rationalization for stuff. We get it. I mean, it seems cruel and heartless maybe at the time if you're not put in that situation, but you get it. But to do it frivolously, to do it because, oh, I had a rough night out with some boys or whatever. I don't know who the father. Fine. If that's the way you want to treat being the cradle of civilization, you squandered it. You've debased yourself no better than any man. Anyway, unlike America's 44th president, Barack Insane Obama, I like to call him Baby Black Jesus, who declared that understanding when life begins is above his pay grade. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Kevin Jackson, I know when life begins. Life begins at conception. Nobody, dead or alive, skipped conception. Yet the former president of the United States is too dumb to have learned that biological fact. Why? Because ignorance runs rampant in the leftist black community, and that ignorance is taught. Young black women learn early from leftist teachings that life is frivolous. Just like the comments of Obama, young women are devalued by white leftist enablers with idiotic teachings like critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion, or whatever cute acronym racist leftists use to pretend that they care about black folks. Young women are devalued by young black ignorant boys who learn more about how to treat a woman from hip-hop songs than they do from their biological fathers. Oh, yeah, I told you I was going to preach today, so I'm preaching. The entertainment industry teaches young black women that they are little more than prostitutes to be used by men any way they want. They teach them how to twerk. They teach young girls, 5, 6 years old, how to be women before they've even hit puberty. The things that these kids have seen are shocking on a whole other level. It's no wonder young black women see life as meaningless. Young black men seem to look at it the same way. They feel like if they make it to the age of 30, they're an old man. And you wonder why this sense of lawlessness, this sense of not caring about anything is so pervasive. I know why it's pervasive. That's why I don't sit in meetings and, oh, well, listen, Kevin, can you explain to us? Let's all determine what's going on in the black community. I know what's going on in the black community. Ignorance is being taught. For those black children who survive the gauntlet of the woman's womb, you enter another gauntlet. Women destined to be single mothers who now outnumber whole families in the black community. Is it any wonder that black men lead in prison population when they don't have the family system, the familial system that is meant for everybody? A mother and a father, siblings, etc. It's meant for everybody. There's no monopoly on that by white people or whatever. Everybody has a mother and a father. It's just who wants to step up. You might want to feel bad for black men based on that stat I just told you. But there was a recent study that shows that black men are actually better off in prison because according to that report, prison is safer for black men than our own neighborhoods. You want to talk about the black family? Let me tell you what the people are who are abortionists. They are racist, who are hell-bent on destroying black culture and the black race. Nothing more, nothing less. That is what they are. And don't be fooled by this woman's right to choose nonsense. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You guys know how I feel about royalty. It always cracked me up. The British royals, or the so-and-so royal family, the Saudi royal family. And I think to myself, you're born into some form of privilege, and people just go for it. They're more royal than we are. It's the royal bloodline. If the royal bloodline has a Markle in it, it ain't that royal. Or many of these other Brits that we look at and go, oh my gosh, they're so amazing. They're so polished, and you know, they've got all the, you know, the snootiness that we're supposed to look at and go, oh, look at that. Look, I'll get it. The Brits, it's in terms of civility, public civility, they set the standard. I mean, the way that they're so meticulous in setting the tables and all the pomp and circumstance that comes with their different events and things like this. They just recently had this, and we'll get into this in just a second, but they had this Queen's deal. I forget what they call it. But I was looking at the preparation and thinking to myself, wow, it's amazing. But the idea that somebody's better than somebody else just, I don't know, just strikes me the wrong way. What can I say? Welcome, folks, again. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. See, I don't see the Brits as any more royal than you or I. My kids, when they were born, my sons, they were royalty. Above all others, you know. And I hope you feel the same about yours. Above everybody. If I was going to save one baby in that room, the maternity ward, it was going to be mine. No offense to yours. I would feel bad if a maternity ward burned down or something and somebody came out and they had somebody else's baby. I'd go, could you have saved your baby? Yeah, I just saved the first one. You're a fool. I'm going to save my kid. That's the royal treatment. That's what dads and moms do. Anyway, speaking of royals, you know, the two royals that I cannot stand are Dunce Harry and Skank Markle. And the British people at this event for their grandmother made their feelings known about this infamous duo. Now, if you think that Johnny Depp experiences the Me Too movement BS with Amber Heard, I want you to consider what little cuckold Harry endures with Meghan Markle. I bet you there are many of you who, like me, when you watch Suits, thought, she's a cute girl. She's got a sweet personality. And then you know what you figured out? That's Hollywood, baby. That's just Hollywood. That's her acting. The real Meghan Markle is a piece of work. Just like Amber Heard. Just like, name them. Rose McGowan. All of them. Anyway, these two, Harry and Meghan, abdicated their position as royals. And things aren't quite going the way that they like. And at their recent public appearance with the other members of the royal family, the crowd greeted the two with boos. And we have the clip, but let's just go ahead and play the clip. Because you can't really tell, unless you're watching it, you can hear it better. But the commentary afterwards definitely tells you that when you're there, you hear the boos over the so-called claps.
Unthinkable.
Well, you have all these royal enthusiasts that have been camping out there. Mm-hmm. They either got out there yesterday, they started camping out, setting up tents, waiting to see, just like we saw at the royal wedding when those two got married, a much drastic, different scene.
Probably the last time Windsor. They walked down the steps together in England, right?
When we were in Windsor.
Welcome back, everybody. That's right. Harry and Meghan booed, equally despised on two continents that we know of. And mostly because outside of England and some parts of America, nobody gives a flying flunk about these so-called royals. The only thing that I like about this royal waste of money at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, that's what it was called, involves that reception that Harry and Meghan got. Because the rest of it, I'm saying to myself, how could you people spend this much money on this stuff? I discussed the royals and specifically Meghan and Harry as a cautionary tale. Some people's fascination with royalty is why the world is so screwed up, in my opinion. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't know what this thing costs, but it's enough to make a difference in many people's lives. But we are fixated on this here in America. I'll use an example, and this is not a negative. It's just drawing attention to what I mean. Go to a Turning Point USA, a TPUSA event, and you will see an outrageous amount of money spent. I mean, I've seen the gala itself would probably pay mortgages for at least 5 to 10 houses. I'm talking about pay them off. These are events that go into the seven figures. Now, they raise a lot of money. And I don't look, I'm not on the board or anything with TPUSA, and I have nothing against Charlie. We're friends. But I'm just saying it's a lot of money, and I get it, because when you do have an event like that, you do get caught up in it. You're like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. You know, and you have the beauty of it, and here's what I will say is a positive. When you can bring so many great minds together and they go out and do something, you know, in other words, they pollinate and then the bees separate and go do something good, then fantastic. I get it. But let me ask you, what do you think the Royals are going to get out of this? They bring the whole family in. They celebrate the Queen's Jubilee, Platinum Jubilee. And whose life is made to feel better? I mean, maybe if you're poor in England, you look at it, oh, they're the Royals. They're our Queen. Oh, she's such an amazing lady. You know, wow, what, you know, whatever. I don't know what the Brits would say about her, but you still live in squalor. You're still, you know, doing what you have to do. And when I tell you the level, just watch Downton Abbey. Go watch Downton Abbey. Look at the amount of preparation that goes into any royal visit. The number of manservants and maids that are taking advantage of these different royals for different reasons. And the level of, I just can't tell you, the level of detail that's gone through. They all put on their Sunday best and everybody puts their best foot forward. And I can't even imagine the amount of money, even though I have the numbers for this thing. He said, amid the festivities of Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee in the UK, misleading social media posts have been circulating concerning the cost of the event. The UK has promised a once-in-a-generation show to celebrate the occasion, but hundreds of social media users have asked the question, how much does the celebration of the Queen's 70 years on the throne really cost taxpayers? And I got to say, I'm one of those, even though I'm not a Brit. I'm going, how much money are you guys willing to pay to throw a lavish party for an old white lady? Some, they say, have expressed anger and disdain that tax money is being spent on the celebration, especially after the UK economy has suffered due to COVID-19, the pandemic, and the Ukraine war. So whatever the cost, here's all I'll ask you. If it's $1,000, I don't know what that could do to save a business, but wouldn't it be better to put that money into something meaningful and tangible? How many businesses were shut down in the time of COVID? So whatever the number is, and I think I've got it here, I want you to ask yourself, how many businesses could have been saved? How many businesses were $10,000 away from solvency? $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. If you use the 10,000 number, they claim, this is what they say. They say that the Jubilee will cost approximately $1 billion, or $38,000 per UK household. But they said it wasn't that. They said they go on to say this. It's not $38 million per tax. There are 32 million taxpayers. 27.8 million households, and it would have been $30 per household at $1 billion. But they say we don't have reliable figures for the cost, but there's no indication it will be anywhere close to $1 billion. Now, here's what they do say. They estimate there is $1 billion loss of productivity. They said that to celebrate 60 years on the throne in 2012, they said it would cost the UK economy approximately $1 billion. But they say this is not simply referred to the celebrations, but encompasses the cost of the two extra days of bank holidays, and most people will not be working. Okay, well, whatever. I don't know what the number is, but let's say it's $100 million. That sounds reasonable. Using $10,000, how many businesses could you have saved if you didn't spend $100 million to celebrate the 70th birthday or 70th celebration of the Queen's being on the throne? A big waste of money, but worth the booze.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.